Christianity spreads. The Greek equivalent of the word Messiah was Christos. Many educated people of Jesus' time spoke Greek. As these people accepted the teachings of Jesus, they began calling him Christ. After his death, Jesus' followers, called Christians, spread the new religion from Jerusalem across the empire, and finally to Rome itself. The Letters of Paul. One of Jesus' most devoted disciples was a Jew named Paul. According to the Gospels, Paul at first rejected the Christian message. One day, as he approached the Syrian city of Damascus, he believed that he had a vision of Jesus speaking to him. After this experience, Paul traveled to share the word of Jesus. He persuaded Jesus' followers to teach Jesus' beliefs to Greeks and Romans, and not just to Jews. Paul's status as a Roman citizen helped him spread Christianity. He carried Christianity to the cities around the Mediterranean. Paul's writings also helped turn the Christian faith into an organized religion. Paul wrote many epistles, or letters, to Christian groups in distant cities. Some of these epistles became a part of the Christian Bible. Christianity moves to the cities. Others also helped spread Christian beliefs throughout the Roman world. By AD 100, groups of Christians were gathering for worship in Alexandria, Antioch, Corinth, Ephesus, Thessalonica, and even Rome. The new religion gained many followers in cities. Many poor city dwellers welcomed the message of Christianity as good news. These early Christians used the word paganus for anyone who did not share their beliefs. Paganus means country dweller in Latin. It is the root of the English word pagan. Today, pagan is used to describe someone who is not a Christian, a Jew, or a Muslim. Ways of worship. Early Christians shared beliefs, but because of the regional differences in such an enormous empire, their ways of worship varied from place to place. Christians borrowed some practices from Jewish worship. They prayed and sang. They also read from the scripture or from one of Paul's letters. Often, someone interpreted these readings for those gathered. Christians set aside Sunday, the day they believed Jesus had risen from the dead, as their day of worship. As Jesus had instructed, Christians also practiced two rites, or holy acts. In the rite of baptism, a believer was dipped in water to wash away his or her sin. Baptism made the person a member of the church. In the rite of the Lord's Supper, Christians shared bread and wine in a community meal. This rite recalled Jesus' last meal with his disciples. Reading check. Why did Christianity find many followers in the cities of the Roman Empire?